Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Back from Labor Day weekend, you're probably like, last weekend at the lake, I don't know, got busy doing stuff, living your life, that's cool. We got all the trending stories for you. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read the headline, and Hannah either tells me either keep reading, I need more details, or keep scrolling, like that story's boring. Like, did a leaked memo confirm advertisers are listening in on our conversations?
That's not boring, that's scary. Tell me.
So it's a company called Cox Media Group, which is a radio company too and does media kind of like us. A leak memo confirmed advertisers are listening and showing ads on based on what we say. It's this feature called active listening, and big companies like Google, Amazon claim they had come out like, hey, we don't know anything what this company's up to. We're not doing things like this. But experts say it clearly happens, and what they end up doing is, if you like go through all those legal bumble jumbo, it's you actually say, I accept terms and conditions, and you accept for them to listen in on active listening with your iPhone.
Wow.
Yikes.
They removed it from their website. Like, oh, no. But, like, I mean, literally, if you say something out loud, all of a sudden
your
you get an ad
for it.
Like,
yep.
Come on. Right. No one's like believes it. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, dog treats. I don't even have a dog. I guarantee right. I can advertise yeah, it for dog treats now.
I love seeing the memes where, like, a girl will grab her boyfriend's phone and she's like, size 6 wedding ring, so it'll pop up.
Gatorade wine is here.
What?
It's like a new trend. Gatorade plus wine. Specific recipes. Equal parts light blue Gatorade, freeze Gatorade, and any cheap red wine that's less than $12. You mix them together. And people are saying it's delicious and it's the new drink.
I mean, it low-key be hydrating, so I'm down.
Yeah, there you go.
What secrets do husbands keep from their wives and vice versa?
I'm too scared to know. Keep them moving.
Size of the wedding ring and how they manipulate to get any wedding ring. Chick-fil-A opens their first ever of their kind restaurant.
I love them, yes.
Elevated drive-through restaurant.
This is elevated.
No, this is the first ever elevated drive-through restaurant. Ground floor, kitchen floor.
Oh.
The lower meals down to each other. Meals on conveyor belts. The food chain says the design will increase speed and allow them to serve customers every 6 seconds.
Whoa.
Wow.
I believe it. You're literally just going to get your food thrown at you when you order it. And I'll love it.
Chick-fil-A is actually going to know it by just, like, hey, should we go to Chick-fil-A? All right, they already started preparing.
It's going to scan your eyeballs and just give it to you right away.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. If you're busy at Labor Day, like last weekend at the lake, get out town, spend some time with the family, and you're like, I don't know what people are talking about on the internet. We'll update you right now. Put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, this Chase Bank money glitch has gone viral.
I don't use Chase. Keep it moving.
All right. Hannah hates money. Guys, noted. What are men's most common marriage complaints?
Do I really care about what a man's complaining about?
Bet you can guess what it is.
Keep it moving.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
What does that mean?
It's the top date for phone calls all year. Telephone Tuesday is when businesses supposedly get the most phone calls all year because everything's open again after the long weekend. People start planning for the holidays and business kind of picks up. It's kind of the last quarter. Business is on trying to make that annual money.
Yeah, all right.
Joey Chestnut and that hot dog eating contest. You want to know the results? I know
what happened. I know there was some tea this year.
So Joey Chestnut versus didn't get into the hot dog eating contest because of his like endorsement of a different company. So he created a Netflix special against Kobayashi, his longtime rival, who no longer could do the hot dog eating contest. And Joey Chestnut smoked him. He ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Kobayashi did 66, which would have won this
really
year's contest.
Okay, he really did smoke him, though.
Yeah, but 83 hot dogs. He actually broke his old previous record of 76. Took home $100,000 for all those
if
hot dogs.
If I was him, I would only ever break my record by, like, one, so I didn't, like, make it so hard right. the next year for myself. Just a tip, Joey, if you're listening.
The perfect age to go on adventure is...
How old?
42.
Really?
Yeah, according to a new survey, the perfect age to start going on adventures is 42. That's when people become adventurous. Guys, I'm going camping this weekend.
Oh,
I'm not 42 yet. Wait till I turn 42. The things
will
be... I might be camping on the side of mountains by the time I'm 42.
We'll see if you can even learn how to set up the tent.
Yes.
The average person has around how many friends?
How many? Like one?
4 to 5.
No,
a poll
they
found
don't.
The average person has 4 to 5 close friends, basically the same year as them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hannah said no, they don't, just one. Sounds like a personal problem, Hannah.
Brett Bad, keep it. Brett Bad, keep it moving.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.